With your help, we can continue to fight for freedom. This is not possible without your generosity. Join our quest for the truth and our freedom by simply visiting www.realitycheck.radio/donate to make a difference today.
Hello?
Oh, that is the great Mary Hobbs dropping in to us RCR listeners. Welcome, Mary.
Hello, Rodney. How lovely to talk to you again.
It is amazing. And I have to say, we're having people drop in, our supporters drop in, to thank them.
Oh, that's terrific.
Because you learn who your friends are when you're down, even if you're not quite out. When we were down, Mary, there were you doing your utmost to support us with your messages. Thank you.
Well, RCR is a very important part of the freedom movement and the alternative media channels. And one thing that's very key is the fact that it's on daily and you hear voices and people can tune in and they can wildly disagree, they can disconnect if they want to, or they can alternatively agree on other days and be inspired and enlightened and learn more. And it brings people together.
You know, it's all of those things, and I didn't appreciate it fully because we were so busy with the shows. I didn't appreciate fully till it was off. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
Someone wrote in.
I do.
And said it was like going through the lockdown all over again.
Wow, that's amazing. Yeah.
So, and you're right, because all the issues we talk about don't get an airing in the legacy media. And the other thing I realise is the legacy media talk at you, don't they? They broadcast.
Oh, yes, they do. And they seem to think that we value what the announcer's opinion is, even though we all know and are fully aware that they're just spouting usually propaganda.
Yeah. Now, while we're at patting ourselves on the back, I got to pat on our back, Malcolm, because the Daily Telegraph New Zealand is a wonderful publication.
Isn't it terrific?
It is terrific. And if you want to go to a nice news site, listeners, go to the Daily Telegraph New Zealand, and I'm on there now because I love it. And it's got even got Gardening with Wally Richards on it, and his newsletter goes on. It's very well laid out. And a regular appearance is our own very wonderful Mary Hobbs. And also Guy Hatchard, his columns appear there. It's an amazing newspaper. It beats Stuff hands down, right?
Totally. Absolutely.
Gosh, I love it.
And the editor that does that brings it all together is fantastic. Malcolm, he's really an amazing guy.
Yes, we had him on the show, and he's so understated for what he does.
And what he is. I mean, he's so well qualified in many areas. He's a lawyer.
Really?
And he has compassion.
Yeah, well, aren't we lucky? So there you go. I started reading it because I love Mary Hobbs's columns. And so,
oh, bless you, Rodney.
Oh no, I never comment on a column, but I comment always on yours. And I started going to the Daily Telegraph, and oh my goodness, I just started reading article after article after article after article. And I felt better informed than flicking over the stuff. I mean, here's a great story. Top lawyer files complaint over compulsory teaching of Tikanga Māori in law schools. Liz Gunn airport trial. Watchdog finds police wrongly charged man over false sexual assault allegations. Brownie refers gender to the Privileges Committee. It's actually what the newspapers used to be.
That's right. That's right.
Now,
but
tell me,
know,
Mary.
Rodney,
yes.
Yes.
Yes. Now you tell me.
No, you tell me.
I was asking, what have you been up to in these past little while that we've been dark?
Well, in the last 24 hours, I made a little speech here regarding RCR and the freedom movement. Can I read it to you?
I would love you to. I love your writing.
Well, this is just off the cuff, but the way I see it is that the freedom movement is made up of many thousands of individual New Zealanders who know just how important it is to keep people fully informed and accurately informed. We all needed to move from legacy media to alternative trusted sources of information. And we also need places to be able to direct other Kiwis who are yearning for accurate information and to hear from those brave enough to speak out in these very strange times.
Yes, and we get to know it because you get to know someone and they say, I read this, and you think, oh, really? What's and then you're in. And but if you're outside, you and of course we're left in this strange world where like you'll meet a couple of builders and you're thinking, I wonder which movie they're watching.
That's right.
Are they watching the Safe and Effective movie and Jacinda Saved Us? Or are they watching the movie that says the whole thing was a scam? And it was the opposite. Everything was a lie. Are they watching that movie? And that there is a train wreck occurring in front of our very eyes and they're oblivious to it.
But, you know, Rodney, getting back to my little speech, we also need to be able to connect with each other. And these wonderful alternative media sources enable us to do just that. You know, and they all offer different things. But I personally feel they're all valuable in their own way. And what was that? I had a little special thing here. RCR is one of the key alternative media channels that is an integral part of the freedom movement. Along with others, it has put tremendous effort into giving a voice to hundreds of people who are awake to what is happening on a local and global basis. And these people share their precious knowledge and experiences. It's often educational, it enlightens and inspires, and this information would never get airplay from paid-off propaganda shills and mainstream. And we may not agree with all the people that are interviewed, we may not agree with the announcers, we may turn them off, and yet we also may absolutely love other interviews and want more. But any time you're on a long drive or doing jobs that enable you to tune in and you're keen to expand your knowledge in anything from current events to farming to nurturing nature or even personal searches of the soul, there is something for everyone. And I find that very refreshing. It connects living souls in the freedom movement. And that's such an important thing today. And it also connects them on a daily basis, which is equally, you know, it's very important as well. And the thing is, Rodney, everyone in the freedom movement is an individual, which is a marvellous aspect of it all. We're such a feisty lot because we don't move in lockstep.
No.
It's also one of the reasons that each of us prefer media and the freedom movement in combination with other interviews and channels too.
Yeah, of course.
And I view those in the freedom movement who bring us updated and accurate news on a regular basis as all part of a rich tapestry of who we are and what we are wanting to achieve, which is genuine freedom for all and a true and honest democracy where human rights are always, always held sacrosanct.
Hallelujah.
RCR is a key player in this area. And I've mentioned others as well, such as NZDSOS. They are amazing.
Amazing.
The health
and
forum,
the newsletters are such quality.
Oh, they're fantastic. Liz Gunn, Counterspin,
yes.
Daily Telegraph, yes. And many, many others. Each of them weaves their unique thread through this rich tapestry, I feel, anyway, Rodney. And some we may love, others we may rail against. But isn't it great to have choices?
It's great
isn't
to have choices.
Fantastic?
It is great. But you know what astonishes me in all of this is the talent and experience that there is in New Zealand that we never hear from.
Yes.
I'm always amazed. Like, I literally turn the microphone on, invite someone on, and I sit there just amazed at what they know, what they've done, and they explain things to you. And it's such an experience, right? And yet,
yes.
You never hear. I mean, look at your life. You've had an astonishing life.
Have I?
Yes. You see, you never think of your own life as amazing because you've just lived it, right? We're just aware that we get up in the morning and all the rest of it. But, oh, my goodness, you've had an amazing life. All the different things you've done, but most of all, mountains. You've been up mountains.
Oh, well, nothing compared to Charlie. We'll have to get him on the radio one day.
Well, you know that I've got a bit of bro love for him. I'm a bit scared of having him on. Charlie is Mary's husband, and I got a bit of bro love for him because he's sort of the classic outdoors man and can-do sort of guy. And I sort of feel he's the sort of guy I'd want to be.
He's pretty amazing. Actually, and he's the mountain guide. You know, I'm not the mountain guide. I go out and talk to the mountains.
Yeah. Did you used to worry about him up mountains?
Oh, well, I chose not to go down that road, you know. It's really remarkable. I just make sure the angels are around them, as it were. But isn't that remarkable?
It is remarkable, but the thing about that is you're on your own, basically, aren't you, up a mountain?
That's right.
So, you know, something hits you on the head, you can't go running to mum.
No. You can't go running to the government saying, oh, the mountains hurt my feelings.
Well, that's the sort of guy. That's the sort of guy. But I don't want to dwell on it. But we marry our husbands and our wives and love them to bits. But you take on a package, don't you? And you've taken on this package of a man who takes calculated risks for a job. And a job where you would have friends and colleagues who died.
Too many. But then again, Charlie would say, well, you take your life in your hands when you go on the road these days.
Oh, do you what? I actually try and minimize my going on the road. I wonder if it's the jab. I blame everything on the jab. I'm like a climate change guy, you know, everything's caused by global warming. But I've just never seen, I've never seen driving like I've seen in this past 2 years. People crossing on blind corners, yellow lines, driving fast. I'm a very polite driver, very polite person. People are abusive, you know, they're abusive at you. They toot your horn, shake their fists, give you the fingers. You know, I feel sorry. I always, you know, make a special, because there's little old ladies driving their car into town doing their shopping, you know, and people can be so rude.
They can.
And then my big bugbear is people parking in the disabled car parks.
Yeah, that's definitely a no-no.
And then I've seen people park in the disabled car parks, and they're quite young, and they're typically obese, but they're not disabled, but they've gone off and got the sticker. Man,
oh,
that's
bad.
It is bad, you know, and it's like it, my dear mother was only dragging herself around with a, you know, one of those walkers, and she still wouldn't. She says disabled car parks for disabled people. And I said, Mum, you're 93, you can hardly walk. I think you qualify.
She had back pain.
But that's the attitude you want, isn't it?
That's right. Absolutely.
Does Charlie still guide? Does he still guide?
He's up there today.
And he's up Mount Cook?
No, he's not up Mount Cook. He's on the glacier today. But his great passion is ski guiding, heli ski guiding.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What is heli ski guiding?
Very much. Well, you get in a helicopter and you go to high up in the mountains and then you ski down with clients.
And whereabouts would he take them? Does it depend on the day?
One of his favourites is going to the top of the Tasman Glacier on Hochstetter and skiing down from there. It's an amazing ski run.
Wow.
Just wonderful. Wonderful ski run. And he loves doing that.
And where do you catch the helicopter from? From Mount Cook?
Yeah, that's right.
Wow. I can't. And that would be a long way.
Yes, quite a long way, quite a few Ks. But you know, Rodney, he will often take people on heli hikes on the Tasman Glacier, and he'll point out why climate change is so false. He'll show them where the glaciers were hundreds of thousands of years ago, that were at the tops of the mountains. He'll show them. He'll talk about his experiences in Antarctica with scientists and point out and tell them about what information they gave him. And so he educates people about how it's just false information saying that climate change is stuff. People can see it and they are amazed, you know. They get it. They understand.
Well, see, this is a conversation that you wouldn't get on the mainstream media. Is it talking about the climate change scam? Tell me, do you have to be a certain age? Can my kids go heli skiing on the Tasman Glacier?
How experienced are they at skiing?
Oh, they're very good skiers, but they've only skied up and down Coronet and the Remarkables and Cadrona. But they can go off
and
piste.
And how old are they?
13, 11, and 9.
Probably 9 is a bit young, maybe.
Okay.
It depends on Charlie would have to give you the answer to that. It just depends.
I just think I can't ski. I never had sticks on my feet, and I look at it and I think, my kids are great skiers, and I've often thought one day I'm going to shout them, maybe when they're at high school or something. One's at high school now. Shout them, because I just think that would be a day to remember, would it not?
Oh, unforgettable. Also, your teenagers and the 11-year-old, if they're really good skiers, that wouldn't be a problem. Possibly even the 9-year-old, but Charlie would want to grill them first.
Okay, well, that's a...
He's very safety conscious.
Wouldn't that be wonderful? Oh my goodness, yeah. Mary, it's so good to have you back. What we're going to do is we're going to have you on. We're going to do a full interview of you on the issues of the day with your writing. I just wanted to get you on to have you drop in and to thank you from the bottom of my heart for all the love and support that you gave us when we were down. I can't tell you how much it meant to me, to the hosts, to the girls, to the backroom hard workers, and to our listeners, to have that outpouring of support, because that's what built the community, funnily enough. We really meant
Rodney,
something to each other.
Yeah, well, it's a very important part of the freedom movement. And when it comes down to it, we're all united in the achievement of our common goal, which is freedom. And this includes, as I think I said, genuine freedom of speech, true justice, and no suppression on the people. And, you know, just that rich tapestry of what we're weaving and we continue to do day in, day out with the wonderful media options. What an exquisitely rich tapestry this is. And I think the fact that RCR is there every day is a very important aspect, because you can tune in, you know, and it's that constant. And it's one of the wonderful connections of all of us.
Well, we feel it, don't we? Thank you, Mary. You have a great day. Give my bro love to Charlie.
I will.
and we will talk soon.
Absolutely fantastic. Thanks, Rodney. Lovely to talk to you again.
Okay.
With your help, we can continue to fight for freedom. This is not possible without your generosity. Join our quest for the truth and our freedom. Simply visit www.realitycheck.radio/donate to make a difference today.